And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back, hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Maxa in the Mighty 1090 studio with our savior, Captain Ken Franke from the Sport Fishing Association of California. He does so much. You have no idea.
That's the truth, man.
How much he does to keep us on the water fishing both in U.S. and Mexico. And we're very honored to have him here in the studio. And, oh, boy, are we giving away a prize today.
How about that, man? Yeah. If you haven't heard the beginning of the show, if you weren't able to catch us yesterday, an unbelievable prize. And, again, we got to say thanks so much to Adrian and just everybody, Jeff, everybody at the Cedros Adventures operation. It's unbelievable. One lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to win that trip. Now, we've taken all the callers from yesterday's show and today. We put them in the hat. At the end of the show, we're going to draw a Cedros.
Ken Franke's going
to
draw.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We're going to draw a trip to go to Cedros Adventures. It's valued at $1,650.
Beginning of July there. It's July 3rd, I believe, is the departure date. You're going to be spending 4th of July on the island,
That's prime time.
How cool
time.
Is that,
That's
huh?
super prime
yeah.
time. I mean, that's... Yeah, very,
Friday,
very cool.
Saturday, you go fly down Friday, fish Saturday, Sunday, fly back Monday.
That you ready to go?
That,
where,
huh?
Yeah, it's
yeah.
unreal. So a great opportunity for one lucky caller. Again, if you want to get your opportunity, one, not only to talk to Ken, get in on this great show, great information that's going out, but also your shot at that awesome prize, 858 area code 457-1090. That's our local number. Or reach us toll-free. That one's 877-792-1090.
Yes, indeed. I want to remind you that if you want... You heard how good that fishing is on the Royal Polaris.
Oh, dude,
you
want to
go on an amazing trip, and I'm going on the trip in April. I love this trip. Fly down, fly back trip on the Royal Star. Our trip's been sold out for a year.
Yeah.
I don't know how what happened. They must have had a couple of cancellations, but the March 3rd through 14th, 11-day fly down, fly back on the Royal Star actually has a couple openings.
No kidding. Oh, yeah. Those
so
never open up. That's awesome.
You want to go on an unbelievable trip. You load the boat in San Diego. 3 days later, you fly down to Cabo. And you get on the boat, you fish 11 days, come back to Cabo, fly home. 3 days later, you're fishing gear back in San Diego. It's an ultimate trip.
Oh, that's cool.
An ultimate trip. And March 3 through 14 is the time for that trip. You want to go, RoyalStarSportFishing.com, or give Tracy a call in the office and grab your spot. Bart Hall, that's going to be a busy time for you. You want to go on that trip?
I'm not allowed to go on that trip.
Okay. Because there's something going on that time period. Let me think. Long Beach, right?
That's correct. Long Beach is going on.
Yeah. Good morning,
and,
Bart.
We're here working, but we're, of course, always listening to you on the weekends. And Ken, I just want to say thank you for all you do. And I don't think anybody realizes what a small staff he has and the volume of work that they do and the ground that they cover, and it's absolutely unbelievable. And we all need to thank him, even if we aren't aware that they're working for us 24/7, 365.
I appreciate that, Bart.
And while you're talking, this was such an interesting show today. I've been texting back and forth with Mike Lum, and I want to make you an offer here on the air, Ken. I don't want to put you in a tough spot, but, I think it would be great at the Fred Hall shows to have a seminar on what you're talking about today and maybe even put you in the same spot there with Craig Heber from NOAA, and maybe you guys could give a lot of information to people that they don't know about. Maybe we could even get Tommy Gomes to fillet a bluefin live the way you tell him.
I would be more than happy to, sir.
Okay, well, but I'm going to get with you afterwards. We'll talk about this. I was pretty excited. I think this is going to be great.
It's an offer you can't refuse, right?
Bart calls, you work.
All right, Bart. Well, great to hear from you. We're all getting pumped up. It's coming soon,
can't
right?
Wait.
You know, I've never seen anything like this. We are completely sold out of boat space, and we have a waiting list. And we're going to have more boats than we've ever had in Long Beach or in San Diego. And the booths were just, Mike's pulling his hair out. He's in there now trying to. Yeah, exactly. That's what he pulled out. I keep saying, well, maybe we can get rid of that fly fishing casting section. No.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Well, I know we can't, but I mean, we have no space, and it's going to be a great show. Absolutely great.
Fantastic.
Awesome.
We're farther ahead in San Diego than we are in Long Beach, even. It's going to be fantastic.
Oh, can't wait. It's coming up soon.
Yep.
Yeah, all right, Bart. Well, I'm sure we'll hear a lot about it and a lot more about it as the days go on here. Nice to hear from you, and appreciate the call this morning.
You know, Sam, what an amazing top-quality show.
Thanks, Bart. Oh, yeah.
It's just top quality.
It is a first-class operation there that Bart and Mike put together, for sure. Mark Gillette, Captain Mark Gillette of the, Eclipse?
Of the Eclipse, the Commander, Privateer.
Yeah, the whole deal there. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing terrific.
Morning, Mark.
Well, boy, what I hate to keep calling boring all the listeners with all the yellowtail that we're catching right now, but this fishing down here is phenomenal. I'm always lost for words to the fishing that we see. It seems like we get one good shot at them every trip down there, and we ended up with a really nice day again. Lady Anglers group, and they showed no mercy on the yellowtail down there, and we had a very nice day, beautiful weather conditions. Both us on our charter and the commander was on an open party trip, we did well. I mean, I think he ended up with 75, we ended up with 85, and we had very good, exceptional lingcod fishing in the afternoon as well to go with it, and just beautiful, flat, calm weather.
Wow.
And another thing, too, that we need to make note on, Mark, these aren't little yellows. These are nice, big fish, biting yo-yo jigs, pull hard. You know, this isn't those offshore kelp patty, smaller grade fish. These are nice ones.
Yeah, I mean, we did see a little bit of smaller grade this trip, but when I say smaller grade, I mean it's 14 to 18 pounds.
Jeez. Yeah,
I mean,
those are the small ones.
Yeah, those are the small grade. I mean, mostly, you know, you're looking at the, you know, we had fish as high as, I want to say our biggest fish was about 32, maybe 33 pounds this trip. It's just exceptional grade, and you don't have to be an exceptional yo-yo angler, you know, fisherman to work the iron. You know, they're biting the dropper loops very well. We set up 50-pound outfits just like you're fishing in the Laos Rocks, and, you know, an 8 or 10-ounce sinker, get about midway in the water column or on the bottom and up 5 or 10 cranks, and you just wait, and when they come swimming through, you get bit. So it's user-friendly type yellowtail fishing. We had a couple of 10-year-old young ladies on the boat, and both of them got yellowtail. Most of the lady anglers on this trip are, you know, senior anglers, and they did very well. So these fish, they pull hard, but once they get them up out of the water column, they kind of just come up. So you're very user friendly to come out and try to catch.
Fantastic. Well,
Mark,
are you doing it again next weekend, Mark?
The Eclipse is doing we leave Thursday on a 2.5, so we get Friday down there all by ourselves, which we're looking forward to, and then we'll see what we do Saturday, whether we go fish the island, or I think some of that bigger fish is migrating up the beach. We might go up that way. But we got 2.5 days to do it, and we're pretty excited about that. Weather forecast looks beautiful once again for next weekend already. Spots available on that trip, and that can be booked on EclipseSportFishing.com.
So there are spots available, and EclipseSportFishing.com is the spot.
Yep, and then the next 2 weekends, the Commander is taking our day-and-a-half run, so they can go to CommanderSportFishing.com and book right through our website there.
All right. Captain Mark Gillette, Commander. Thanks. And Eclipse. Commander, of course, out of Fisherman's Landing. Eclipse out of C4 Sport Fishing. Thanks for the report. What a great time.
No doubt, man.
Thanks, guys. Have a good morning.
See you, Mark.
All right, you too.
All right. Well, the phone lines, Pete, are absolutely packed up. Let's jump right back into the phones. How about we talk to Mike, who's calling us from Allied Gardens. Mike, good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, thank you, guys. Man, I just, first of all, a statement and then a question. I wanted to thank all you guys for all the work you do for making fishing a lot easier for us, and I know it's a very difficult job you do. And just wanted to give you a heads up for that. And second question I have is, if you thought that Guadalupe would ever open up again for fishing out there, for legal fishing out in Guadalupe, and I'll turn it over to you.
Well, bottom line is everything is a process, and we're going to continue to work with the Mexican government to see what we can do to appropriately get permitting through the processes. So we'll hopefully see some movement down the road here.
All right.
So
yeah,
very complicated issues, but we're going to do our best to see if we can get that.
It could happen.
It could happen.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Jumping back into it, we're going to talk to Jeffrey calling us from Congress this morning. Hi, Jeffrey. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Again, thanks for hanging in there with us. Some very patient callers today. What's up, Jeffrey?
Good morning, gentlemen. I have a statement as well and also a question about the FX, the Mexican permits. I haven't gone fishing down there in Mexico for 5 years now with all the changing regulations on the boats. First they were permits and now none, and then you got to have them for us. Do you have to have them when you go on a cruise ship is one of the questions. And the other thing I'd like to say is that crossing the border now, at least last year and forward, has been a lot better, especially if you choose your time, 5-20 minutes. You get across. They're working on new place to cross on the west side of the old Tijuana and a new gate. But that part has been alleviated a lot. My biggest problem now is the FMM to cross and to go fishing multiple times. I don't like fishing in the heat. That's why I escaped this Arizona. It's terrible here in the summertime. But I might have to change my thinking and either pick a quality trip going south, or maybe even fishing in California with an out-of-state fishing license, getting harpooned from there.
Well, what do you think, Ken?
Well, two items. First, process-wise, anybody that wants to go to Mexico fishing on a private boat or on one of our boats can go to the website at californiasportfishing.org. You can get your FMM. You can import, do your vessel importation document. It's nothing more than a permission slip for your boat to go to Mexico. I did one for my boat, and they sent it to my house in 2 days, so it's pretty simple to do. And your Mexican fishing license. So those are the three documents needed to go south. I mean the San Diego Chamber of Commerce. I think Kevin Faulkner, the mayor, is going to probably be going. We're going to Mexico City in 7 weeks. And we are going to ask the Mexican Immigration Department about the multiple reentry FMM that they assured us a year ago would be forthcoming. So we'll keep our fingers crossed, but we're going to continue to urge them to get one out there as soon as we can.
Can I ask you a real quick question about the importation permit? I think all of us are very familiar with getting a Mexican fishing license. You guys have done such a good job educating us on getting an FMM, made the process pretty easy with all the information you put on the website. I'm not super up to speed on that importation document. Does every boat need it? Is there a size that needs it and a size that doesn't?
Any vessel or vehicle or airplane that visits Mexico has to have a permission slip, is what I call it, a permiso.
Okay.
But they have to have a importation document.
When you say visit, you mean touch land?
Yeah.
Okay. So right. If you're going to the Coronado Islands?
No, including boats touching the territorial waters within 12 miles. So if you're going to the Coronado Islands, yeah, importation document for the boat.
Whoa. Okay. And you can do that on the SAC website?
Yeah. Yeah.
So what's involved in that?
It took me about 4 minutes to do. You type in your information, your registration numbers and such. You pay $50 and it's good for 10 years.
Oh, it's good for 10 years.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah,
and then they DHL it to your house.
Really?
Yeah, it was at my house in 2 days.
So my 22-foot Davis, if I'm going to Coronado Islands, I need to have that importation permit.
Correct.
When did that go into effect?
A year ago.
Okay.
Actually, probably, I should say that's when it was enforced. It was probably required before that. I don't know.
Yeah.
But bottom line is it's on our website, too.
Okay.
You just click on that, fill in the blanks, and they send it to your house, and you're good to go.
See, it's one of those things I knew that needed to be had. I was always under the impression that it was for larger vessels or people that were making.
Or commercial vessels.
Yeah, like I thought if you were going to Cabo and taking your boat down there, you needed it. I didn't know that.
Landfall.
So basically anywhere you need an FMM, you need that on.
Yeah, it's within 12 miles of any Mexican territorial, land. You know what the core of this thing, though, is it's communication. Until the Internet was created, and we were, I think the whole coast out here was probably below the radar. And now we're doing our best to make sure that the public, in simple words, knows what the rules are. That's what we spend a substantial amount of our time doing.
Follow the rules, and we'll get better access.
Make it easier, and it makes it more comfortable for people to want to visit Mexico now. So, you know, that's why we're working so well with the Mexican government, is they want you all to visit.
Yeah, so get that, spend your $50, get a 10-year permit for your boat, you're all good.
Yep.
Yeah. Good question there, Jeffrey. Thanks a lot for the call. Okay, while we're on the subject of FMMs, I got to ask it. Multiple entry FMM, where are we at with that?
Well, that's what I'm going to Mexico City with. The mayor last year met with immigration. I met with immigration. They said it was coming. We're going back with Jerry Sanders in the Chamber of Commerce here and, you know, shortly, and that is going to be the topic, I think.
That'd be so nice.
Well, and our salient point is we want our tourists want to visit Mexico, but you can't afford it if you got a family with six kids. You know, it gets expensive.
Yeah.
So,
bigger. And not only that, like a lot of times I'll make a decision on the fly where I'm going to go fishing, you know? And I think my personal feeling is the Mexican government would benefit greatly by having a multiple entry.
Absolutely.
I'm going to spend a lot more money on a multiple entry than I am on those dailies.
No, absolutely.
I think most of us are the same way. I don't think, at least myself, and this might just be personally, I don't mind making the investment. I want to go down there.
Absolutely.
I want to spend my money there. I want to spend my time there.
Right.
But it's a convenience thing, and I think the opportunity to purchase that and be good for the year or the 6 months or whatever it is would be totally worth it.
So you just hit the head of the nail right there, and that is again, what we keep reiterating. You got to make it easy for people to want to visit.
Right.
And so, you know, that is what we spend a lot of quality time with the Mexican government and the business community as well. You know, I mentioned that, you know, we're inviting the businesses in Cabo and Mazatlan to join SAC. It's so that we can have those discussions because they're connected with their community. If there's something that's clearly in it to promote tourism, they're all on it.
And I would be very inclined to take my boat down to Ensenada. Let's say I'm fishing offshore down below in the zone there, and it's like, well, shoot, let's just go in and spend the night at the corral.
Exactly.
And I already have the permits. If you don't, if you're fishing offshore, you didn't need the FMM, you can't do that.
Exactly. Yep.
So if they had a multiple entry, it would encourage tourism in Ensenada and other places.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Yep.
All right, well, hey, with that, it's time to find out what's going on the water. A very busy guy is Dave Hansen. He's your saltwater guide, and he's got that great fishdope.com report. Today, the report is sponsored in part by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength, and durability. The big fish season is here, and I know we were using that Gamakatsu Super Nautilus Circle Hook. It's a great hook for putting those big fish on the deck. It has the strength and durability to help you catch your fish of a lifetime. Get Gamakatsu Super Nautilus Circle Hooks at your favorite tackle store, and he's ready to roll. Dave Hansen. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, Ken. Thank you for everything you do to let us fish out here.
Morning, Dave.
Hey, I am over here at Catalina today, Rick, and it is unbelievably gorgeous.
Oh, so jealous.
So rad.
We waited till about 4 o'clock this morning for that wind to stop, and I'm telling you, there's not a breath of wind out here. It's 75 right now. It's kind of sweaty hot.
That sounds so good.
So was the wind blowing yesterday, Dave?
Oh boy, did it blow. We were going to go hoop netting over here last night, but we ended up hoop netting in Long Beach Harbor. It was probably blowing 40 knots in the harbor, white capping.
Wow,
it was
geez.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Oh man.
But we are over here now. We got a tank of sardines and a couple of bags of fresh dead squid, and we're going to look for that elusive yellowtail. I just got off the phone with Danny at Fish Dope there because I didn't pay attention to what happened yesterday. I guess once again, good fishing out there on the Cortez, up there a little bit above the 9. They found that yellowtail and that bluefin swimming together up there, and there's huge sheets of that red pelagic crab all over out there. Guys, we're seeing that red crab everywhere. I got it here at Catalina. They got it in Newport Harbor. We haven't seen that like it is right now since 1983, and we all know what happened in 83, so I would, if you're going to book a trip to go fishing sometime this spring or summer, I would start booking as soon as possible because it's going to fill up quick because it's going to be awesome.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. It is awesome right now, Dave. And if you want to stay in touch with all that good fishing, Dave Hansen, Mark Wish, and all the top guys report to Danny. what they're catching and where they're catching it. It's fishdope.com is your source. If you don't have it, what's wrong?
He's totally right. If people don't, they can't be asleep at the wheel. They need to book their trips for this summer.
Oh yeah,
now.
Yeah,
because the wait and see what the internet's reporting today isn't going to work.
Oh no, you got to get on it if you want to get the best boats and the best deals. That's it. Fishdope.com code this week, $20 off a new membership. One word, new year, all small letters, one word. And Dave, how do we find you?
Well, if you'd like me to come with you on your boat and teach you how to use all those electronics you spent all that money on, give me a call at 949-374-0786 or look me up on the web at yoursaltwaterguide.com and listen in next Sunday. I'll tell you exactly what's going on the water again. I'll talk to you guys then.
Thanks, Dave. Great report. Appreciate that. Enjoy Catalina. Catch a bunch. And I'll look forward to seeing what you caught on Fish Dope tomorrow.
Yeah, there you
all
go.
All right.
Thanks, Dave.
Bye, guys.
When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a big block of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup with the man, Captain Ken Franke, right here on the Mighty 1090.
Fish and Mission is the best way to get involved in the growing sport of kayak fishing. And Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay will host this great event every Sunday in April and May. Now you can take part in a kayak fishing trip with a professional guide and a top-of-the-line, fully outfitted 2015 Hobie Mirage Drive kayak. And kids are welcome too. A 5-hour fully guided kayak fishing trip on Mission Bay, including use of the latest model Hobie kayak, fishing gear, and more. It's Fish and Mission with Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay. Easy to sign up online at fastlanesailing.com or call 619-222-0766. Sign up soon. They will sell out.
Happy New Year from your friends at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Hi, this is Doug Kern, and I just returned from the big Las Vegas Tackle Show gearing up for Fred Hall. Wow, did I make some amazing deals to pass on to our customers. After last year's incredible season, our gang at Fisherman's Landing Tackle are pumped for what this year could bring, and we will be ready for the shows. In fact, stop by today and we will share some new product knowledge and preseason show deals. And make sure to see us at the upcoming Fred Hall shows or at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of saltwater anglers for decades with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. From half-day trips on the Dolphin to overnight trips or a long-range adventure, you can count on Fisherman's Landing to deliver the best. Check the website for all that is going on or call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500. Book now at fishermanslanding.com.
Imagine being home in the morning and fishing yellowtail and calicos at Cedros Island by the afternoon. Now you can with Cedros Adventures. Experience world-class yellowtail and calico fishing aboard comfortable pongas with local captains that know the island hotspots. Stay in Cedros Adventures' own private waterfront hotel and experience first-class meals and service with pickups in L.A., Orange, or San Diego County. You hop aboard a scheduled flight to Cedros Island to begin an incredible experience. Trips are all-inclusive and offer old-world hospitality and fantastic fishing. Cedros Adventures. Call 310-435-6353 or check cedrosadventures.com for rates and more information.
If you are ready to experience a real Alaska fishing adventure, check out Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. The calm waters around Whaler's Cove are 100 miles from any large towns, so you will enjoy a wilderness adventure without any crowds. Whaler's Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there is no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Whaler's Cove also offers fantastic freshwater fishing in wilderness streams for wild salmon and trout. The Whaler's Cove experience will fulfill your wildest Alaska dreams on the calm water of the Inside Passage or on a spectacular stream. It's your choice every day at the Whaler's Cove Lodge. After fishing, you will dine on fabulous meals created daily by the Whaler's Cove chefs and relax in your comfortable room or cabin. Learn more about this exciting Alaska destination on their website at whalerscovelodge.com or call 800-423-3123. Whaler's Cove Lodge, a real Alaskan fishing adventure.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Captain Ken Franke, Sport Fishing Association of California, our guardian angel out there for taking good care of us. And place that you can really find out what's going on is Western Out There News every week, just full of superb information as we approach the Fred Hall Show. Of course, it's going to get even better. But really some fantastic information there about freshwater, saltwater, everything possible in there, and watch out for that big Fred Hall issue.
Yeah, one thing I want to mention, when we get the fillet regulations formally published, we will make sure to get with Western Outdoor News to have a good article put out there with pictures so that everyone's going to know exactly what the rules are.
Yeah, Pat will be on that for sure, so that's fantastic. So also this week, 2015 Outboard Dealer Preview 2, so check that out. Nice. This week's edition of Western Outdoor News. I want to also mention a couple things, too. Seth Bone from Kingfisher Charters told me that Delta is now flying into Sitka.
Oh, that's awesome.
So there's now two flying into Sitka, which means prices are going down.
Yeah.
So if you're going on Kingfisher Charters, check your flights. Check your flights down, because it may have come down a little bit. So
that's
great. Good news, and I think Delta's going to give a little competition there, so we'll see what happens.
I'm still an Alaska man, but...
I'm an Alaska man, too, absolutely.
But exactly as you said, competition's always good for
us. But, you know, Delta flies in there, great. It'll just make the Alaska fares a little less.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly.
Absolutely. No question about it. I also want to mention one thing, too, and it's kind of off the cuff. I'm almost kind of laughing about it, and probably a lot of anglers like myself are laughing about it, is the sea lion issue over in La Jolla. I don't know if you've been over to La Jolla lately, but the stench
is horrible.
It is unbelievable. You can't even walk down the street, and no less eat in a restaurant. I had brunch at George's at the Cove the other day. I mean, it's almost unappetizing, and I feel bad for the businesses there. It's horrendous. And the city council or the city basically said they're not going to pay for cleanup. That's not their responsibility, which I understand. That's not their responsibility, and it's not their legal. So the local businesses in La Jolla, by the way, who's loaded with extreme environmentalists that want to protect the sea lion, are now getting a little just dessert on the overpopulation of the sea lions and the cormorants in La Jolla.
Be careful what you ask for.
Yeah,
is that the lesson?
That's the lesson. Be careful. You want to protect those things?
Yeah, no problem.
You want to do that? You go for it, because you can't even hardly walk down the street in La Jolla now, thanks to those regulations. And it's not going to get any better,
ladies and gentlemen.
We can just tell you that. That's just my little commentary.
Yeah.
I'm just going to leave it at that.
Perfect.
All right.
Sounds perfect. Hey, let's jump back to the phones, bro, because they are packed up. Why don't we talk this time to Don? He's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Don, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, Captain Ken, with United Anglers no longer around and being able to support Southern California sport fishing through them, is there any thoughts about expanding the mission of SAC to include anglers, not just the businesses in the sport fishing industry?
Well, your question is timely. They have a new organization that is rolling out. SAC will not be expanding, but we will be supporting them. And it's a California version of the CCA. And as a matter of fact, at the Fred Hall Show, myself and the staff from SAC, we're going to be at the front booth of the Fred Hall Show helping do membership drive for them. And that is going to be the one-stop shopping for the California anglers. So
this is going to be a great organization.
It's going to be a great
one. I'm on the
one.
Board of directors, I know, and you're involved, Ken, too. And some of the top figures in sport fishing and fishing tackle and the fishing industry are involved. The board of directors is a who's who in fishing. There's 25 plus members on the board of directors. We're going to dedicate an entire show to CCA on February 15th. Bill Shedd will be in the studio, and we'll have other notable people who are part of CCA calling into that show and telling you all about why this organization is going to be very, very different. It's a national organization that has 15 chapters, I guess, in 15 different states.
Yeah, and there were a lot of lessons that we learned, over the last several years. I think this is just going to be a stellar group. I mean, it's going to really put it out there.
And with the national guidance of an organization that's already been in existence, it's going to really be helpful for anglers. And something that anglers can really grasp onto.
Yep. Great question.
So watch out for that. Your opportunity is going to be there very soon, and the Fred Hall Show is going to be the big membership drive.
And I can tell you, SAC will be walking arm in arm with CCA. We are definitely, a lot of our board members are very involved in it already.
You bet. Thanks a lot, Don. Appreciate your call this morning.
Brian in Westminster, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Brian.
Yeah, Brian.
Captain Frankie, want to know, what is one of the biggest challenges SAC is facing this year?
You know, I don't want to make it seem overly cheery, but I have to say, in the last 6 years since I've been in the job, this is the most bright, sunny. Things are going good.
Right.
I don't want to jinx it, but
knock
on wood. But I think probably the key will be improved communication, both with the U.S. government and Mexico government, to maintain our access, if not increase our access to the ocean. I think that's probably the number one thing. We don't have right now some of the big problems that we were facing the last 5-6 years. So great question. But
you've done such a good job with dealing with Mexico, Ken, and Kenya, who's kind of your full-time person who mm-hmm. lives in Mexico, is a big part of that too.
Yeah, the core of it is we're involved. They always say involve the impacted parties. We now have Mexico members, and we've hired a full-time international person who lives in Tijuana, who manages our Mexico activities, and she comes to work every day in San Diego in our office. She's Mexican, and it's just, it's worked out really, really well.
Yeah, and something that's been just a huge benefit to the Southern California fishermen for their access to Mexico. Yep.
So I think our biggest challenge is how do we improve our communication and how do we bring things to the next level so that we're even more effective? And a lot of that's going to include social media, et cetera. But you just take a look at our website. I mean, it's like, it's kind of almost a wow factor. It's like everything's there. It's easy. And, we're going to continue striving, and we welcome everybody's input. Anybody that sees something we can do to improve, we want to hear it.
I remember you said something years ago when you first came on the show and you first became more involved with SAC, from just a member to being the president. And, there was whatever particular thing that was a hot button at the time, and you said, well, we're not going to work to put Band-Aids on things anymore. We're going to fix them. And things are a lot more long term. And, maybe we have to sit something out for another couple of months. But by doing so, we're going to fix those things. And you can see all that hard work paying off now.
You're so right. A board of directors just met last week, and one of the important things that we just had our strategic plan, it's very formal. Every December, we get input from the entire fleet. Everybody sends in their ideas. The board reviews them, and then we basically make our roadmap for the year. And it's been a very successful process. And moving forward, we're now in all new territory. If you think about it, spotter plane projects,
yeah, that's awesome.
Marine research, cooperative research, involved in regulatory stuff. We hired a science advisor. We're in all new territory, and we're looking to the future. We're no longer reacting. We're proactive about stuff. So we're going to continue to communicate better.
All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Gary in Lawndale, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Gary, thanks for hanging
What's up,
with us.
Iron Man?
I thought that was the Iron Man.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, and Ken.
Hey,
good
Gary.
Good morning.
Wow, so much information. Rick, every time you do that spot on Kingfisher, I get really excited.
Yeah, you and me both, buddy.
I was wondering, I used to donate some fish when I got back to the dock down there, and is there anybody doing that now? And the fish would usually go back to Mexico, and I thought that was appropriate, not so much for the tax write-off, but just doing the right thing.
Yeah, every year, Bob Fletcher, we often join, that they have what's called Fish Across the Border, 22nd year. Bob and a whole team from the San Diego Rotary were down there a few weeks ago, and they passed out hundreds and hundreds of bags of food, and included in those bags are the cans of tuna that were donated when people returned to San Diego's docks. So, and put out, you know, they donated several thousand dollars. Zach donates some money as well. But yeah, so those fish, it's a great act of kindness when people wonder, well, where did these fish go? They went right into the most needy people you could possibly imagine.
Wow.
That's really great. You know, we used to have a, casino night. Are you going to have any fundraisers at all?
You know, we've kind of redirected. We're not going to have a casino night, but we do have events that we sponsor, and then we announce those as they come up. So, you know, news to follow, but it's just a redirection of how we spend our energies.
Indeed. Hey, Gary, I want to mention, of course, Gary is our manager of our Let's Talk Hookup booth at both Long Beach as well as Del Mar Fred Hall shows, and we're very grateful for his hard work and support of Let's Talk Hookup, and we're looking forward to a couple great shows, Gary.
Well, I couldn't do it without all the other help that we get.
Hey, that's for sure. We have some good helpers, too, for sure. Hey, Gary, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys. Bye.
All right, let's jump back in. Talk to Lou. Lou's calling us from Fullerton this morning. What's up, Lou? Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, 5 more weeks, huh?
That's right.
It's coming.
I'm in, too. Hey, my question to Captain Ken. I went to looked at your website, and there was a statement made there that we should patronize the businesses and hotels that support SAC. But I couldn't find any place there that gave me the name of the locations on the mainland of Mexico and Baja. Do you have it listed there, or is it a different?
Yeah, you go over go over on the right side at the top toolbar, and it's going to have the members section, and you'll see associate members, Mexico, and you can go to Baja Sur, Baja North, and then Mazatlan. Those are the three locations that we have from over in Sinaloa. And we have meetings scheduled over there in the next couple of months, so you'll see more and more hotels and marinas being added there. We even have the brokers to call to get your boat registered down there, what have you. We have the boatyards to do repair work. So anyway, just keep an eye on that. But if you go over there, you'll see Baja Sur, Baja North, and Sinaloa on there.
CaliforniaSportFishing.org.
Correct.
Yeah, that's the website. That's a great portal for all that stuff. And that's one of the things we're doing with these three live broadcasts of Let's Talk Hookup down in one in Ensenada, one in Cabo San Lucas, and one in Mazatlan, is we're going to highlight the hotels and the tourist opportunities in those areas for fishermen.
Yep, exactly. And our website is going to have detailed information on what we, through our own experiences, would recommend tourists to do.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's going to be
all good. As soon as we finalize dates, we'll announce those. And if you guys want to come down and join us for the live broadcast, it's always welcome.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah.
That's doable.
All right, Lou, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Randy in Costa Mesa, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Randy, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Great.
Hey, I just wanted to say thank you. I had no idea regarding the
sheephead.
The sheephead.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah, that's crazy. With that being said, Cedros Island, how wife-friendly is the accommodations there?
I would call it very wife-friendly. Yeah. In fact, it's two people per room, so you and your wife could have your own room. You'd have to be joined by another person in your panga, but that's okay. And, yeah. You know, the advantage of that, as long as everybody is in full agreement in the panga, if you wanted to cut the day short, you can. Or if you wanted to come in at lunch and have a lunch in town or something like that, you can do that. It's as flexible as you can imagine.
Beds are nice. Linens are nice. Showers and bathrooms are very modern. I mean, it's just everything. You know, they're all private in your own room.
Right.
I mean, just everything about it. I would say it's a cool trip. And it's a cool – the name says it perfect. It's an adventure. You know, the van ride down, the small plane over, everything about it is really, really cool. A lot of people ask me, too, about the plane. Oh, what do you think about the plane? It's you know, it's not like you're in a little two-passenger thing. You know, it's a flight that happens every day.
It's a 17-passenger Cessna Caravan.
It's very comfortable. It's an easy ride. It's a cool trip, Randy. I think you and your wife would really dig it.
I think so, too. All right, guys. Thanks a lot. Have a great show.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
How about next up, we talk to John, calling us from Capistrano Beach this morning. Hey, John, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Yeah, I was interested in if there's any employment opportunities with SAC.
At this time, we're full, sir.
Well, you said you needed help.
Yeah, we have all of our staff positions are filled at this point. Yeah. But thank you for offering.
Keep an eye on our website.
When we make announcements, we usually have targeted audiences of a specific type of activity, like marine research or what have you, or communications. So we'll use a service to go and put it out there. But at this point, I think the staff we have is going to be there for a while.
But I can tell you where you can help, John, and that's with the new organization, CCA, and we'll talk a lot more about that. We're going to need a lot of volunteer help, especially at the Fred Hall show, for guys to help with the membership drive with CCA. And that's going to be a really important thing for anglers to get involved in. And we'll keep you posted on that for sure. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Matt in Fountain Valley, you're up next. Matt, good morning. Thank you again for hanging in there with us.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Matt.
Been listening to the show for years.
Thank you.
Thanks, Matt.
And I just want to say I love it. Quick question here. I decided to stay for a little bit longer. A 2 or 3 day trip. Is that an option?
Are you talking about at Cedros?
Yeah, the Cedros trip.
Absolutely. They have trips up to 8 days.
Okay.
You could stay the whole season if you wanted to. I think they'd love that. But, they have, there's three options. Basically, the plane flies on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So it's all centered around the plane flights. And there's two flights a day on those days, and the plane makes a circuit that goes from Ensenada, Guerrero Negro, Cedros Island. They move a lot of people in and out for the lobster co-op, the abalone co-op, as well as the salt production thing. So you want to go from Friday to Friday, Wednesday to Wednesday, Monday to Monday. You want to go from Monday to Friday like we do our trips. You want to go from Friday to Monday. All those options are based on are available to you and based on their availability, number one, and also the plane flights.
Okay, great.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about Gabe in Orange County up next on Let's Talk Hookup? What's up, Gabe?
Good morning, Gabe.
Morning, guys. Love the show.
Thanks, you very much.
I had a quick question on the influx of red crab going into our coastal areas. Are they actually balling up, or are they going in schools? Are they spawning? And if so, is there any restrictions on throwing one of those down, like on a squid bed? How would you do during squid fishing season? And using one of those on a dropper loop.
That's a good question.
Oh no, that works just fine. It honestly. But one thing I found though is if there's a lot of red crab, putting something different in front of the fish gives them something different to feed on. So,
and I think
that's
why the yo-yo's working so
that's
well.
That's why the yo-yo's working so good.
And Mark Bill said that they were down on their Colonnette trip, and the butterfly, the flat fall butterfly, was insanely good.
Yeah, when we run the side scan, though, the volume of red crab is pretty off the charts.
Everywhere.
So, everywhere.
Right.
Everywhere. Dana Point all the way down, that's a big, that's a big issue. So, I'd recommend putting something different in front of them. You know.
But you're totally legal to scoop and use red crab if you see them.
Sure.
Okay. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Dave in Alpine, you're up next. Dave, good morning. Thanks for hanging in with us.
Morning, Dave.
Morning.
Great to have you on the show.
Curious if there's any news on the upcoming lobster regulations, both on the commercial and sport fishing side.
I don't have any information on that. Maybe you guys.
The new
do?
Regulations were set. They're 2 year regulations, the way I understand them, and they were already set for this year and next year. So we're good for a couple of years right now.
And we made out great. Conical nets, no problem. The for a recreational guy, the seasonal limit that was proposed was not accepted. So it just, honestly, everything we could have wanted as a recreational angler went our way. So
no
everything was
about
good
it.
For sure.
Yeah. For sure.
Excellent.
All right. Thanks
all good,
a lot
Dave.
For the call this morning. Appreciate that.
All right. How about next up we talk to John calling us from Huntington Beach. John, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Appreciate everything you do. And I say that every time I call.
Well, it's
Rick,
nice to hear it.
Yeah.
We appreciate
too.
It.
So the question is, not what can we do for employment, but what can we do to volunteer? How can we help? Where can we find specifics? Because water's been beautiful. It's been one of those years. It's going to be great next year. What can we do to keep it this way?
You know, the ocean conditions are what they are, but I would highly recommend, if you want to volunteer to help in any way, getting with the new CCA group. They're the ones who are going to need the boots on the ground. So I think that's probably the best
way. Especially at the
way.
Upcoming Fred Hall show here. And yep. We're gonna, like I say, as soon as we have it all organized, we're going to get the word out to where you can help and where you can volunteer and where we need
that. And the
that.
Core of this thing is having a strong organization like that to talk to the state legislature, et cetera, is important.
You bet. And it's a national organization, and that has yep. backing and power.
Yeah, some of us have great jobs that already have contacts. We should make use of them.
There you go.
Hey, that's fantastic. Good for you. We hope more anglers are like you, and we'll be that much ahead of the
Thanks,
game.
Thanks, John. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Cookup coming here. We're going to find out what lucky guy is going to Cedros Adventures. Can you believe that?
Oh, man.
More Let's Talk Cookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, this is Captain Paul Hebert from the Wicked Pissa. My brother Bruce and I make a living catching giant bluefin tuna. In fact, I wouldn't even go fishing with any other sunglasses than Maui Jim. Put a pair of Maui Jims on and instantly the glare is gone, the UV that can damage your eyes is gone, the ocean's true colors come shining through like never before. And with more contrast and clarity, you can see the bluefin at that critical time. Take it from me. Try a pair at your local tackle shop or check out MauiJim.com. You won't believe your eyes.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon? Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
If you're looking for the ultimate fishing opportunity in the East Cape at an affordable price, check out El Regalo Charters. This meticulously maintained Cabo 35 will pick you up at any East Cape resort. The expert crew of the El Regalo specializes in catching big tuna, wahoo, and kite fishing. No need to bring tackle. El Regalo Sport Fishing features top-of-the-line tackle included in the price. The boat is fast and very fishy. And if it gets too hot, just relax in the air-conditioned salon. Check out El Regalo Sport Fishing for your next trip to the East Cape. Call 619-307-1925 or check out ElRegaloSportFishing.com.
XERRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Aztec.
What's that slam dunk? That's what I'm talking about.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Oh, man. Welcome back to Let's Talk Cookup. So here's a time I know a lot of guys are very anxious to hear. Again, huge thanks to our great friends at Cedros Adventures. Somebody's going to get to go fishing again July 3rd through the 6th on this unbelievable trip. Everybody from yesterday, everybody from today who either made it on the air or hung on hold until the end of the show, eligible for it. The big winner of the trip to Cedros Adventures.
Can't pick the winner.
Going to Mike in Torrance. Mike, congratulations. I can tell you firsthand, you are going to love the whole operation of Cedros Adventures. Congratulations.
Indeed,
awesome
congratulations.
Trip.
Congratulations. And thanks for all our listeners. The phones are absolutely packed. I apologize for anybody that couldn't get through yesterday and today. It was as soon as one line hung up, it was like instant on again.
Instant,
so
yeah.
Apologize. But But thanks for Sadro's Adventures, and thank you all you listeners out there that support us at Let's Talk Hook Up here. And Ken, thank you for all you do at SAC. You and Elena and Kenya work very, very hard every day. And again, website is the portal for everything you need to know, right?
That's it. And put it out there to the public. You got questions? Call us up.
CaliforniaSportFishing.org.
Yep.
That's okay. It. All right, that's Ken. It. Thanks, and we'll look forward to another update from you very soon. And we'll look forward to having you back next Saturday and Sunday. Next Saturday, Captain Tim Ekstrom, fresh off the Royal Star, will be here in the Mighty 1090 studio with us. And then next Sunday, Captain Sam Patella from the American Angler is going to be in the studio. It's going to be a long-range weekend and a lot of fun next Saturday and Sunday. We'll see you right back here on the Mighty 1090. Bike Week Radio is next.